Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. Within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut the confusion out of shipping. With Stamps.com's new Rate Advisor tool, you can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code, POD, P-O-D, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in POD, P-O-D. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host of the Injured List podcast, Brian Scott.
What's up? What is up, everybody? Those of you out there listening in Clubhouse land, come on into the room, ping in some friends. We got a lot to talk about on the eve of Thursday night's football game, Cleveland Browns versus the Denver Broncos. A lot of injury information right before this game's about to start. Cleveland Browns missing their starting quarterback. Denver Broncos missing one of their star young receivers. Lots of stuff going on around the league, as is common this time of the season, week 7. So there's plenty of things to consider when making your roster changes in your fantasy sports leagues. Plenty of questions I'm sure you guys want to know the answers to. This is the format, this is the forum, this is the location for you to ask those questions and get the answers to the injuries for your fantasy players that you need. So ping some friends into the room if you know anybody interested. I got the raise your hand feature on. The Injury List podcast is brought to you by the Blue Wire Podcast Network, also from Pro Sports Network here on Clubhouse. So I want to thank everybody for joining us. And we've got our first question. Vivek, come on up. You have a question?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm setting a lineup for a friend of mine, and we got a situation.
Oh, boy.
Odell Beckham Jr. or Hunter Renfro. This has been a horrible bye week.
Yes.
All your big play players over here, it's about who can pick up more people on the waiver wire.
That's right. That's week 7. When the byes start coming, that's when things start scrambling for better or worse for the roster. So not surprising there. Odell Beckham Jr., he's a conundrum. You don't have your starting quarterback throwing you the ball. Case Keenum's in there. Apparently the weather in Cleveland is not the best right now. It's pretty windy. He's coming off a shoulder injury. There was a lot of discussion this week that he wasn't even going to play. Sounds like it was just an AC joint sprain, which in and of itself is not a major injury to the shoulder joint per se. Very easily guys can play through this with proper padded protection on the shoulder. Shouldn't necessarily affect much of his mobility and ability to catch the ball. What it really comes down to is contact. And as a receiver and being the kind of player that he is, he's looking to avoid contact anyway. So I don't think it's going to factor into his ability to play much at a high level, assuming he had enough time to rest. And one of the big reasons why Baker's not playing, and he's got a completely different type of shoulder injury, is the fact that they had a short week. But Baker played last weekend and Odell did not. So he had a little bit of extra time to rest. If this was a case where Odell got hurt this past weekend, you can almost bet your dollar that he would not have suited up. I still have elected to not start him in my lineup this week. And instead, I have Henry Ruggs Jr. plugged in. That's just me. But I also have Jerry Jeudy on my roster, who's currently on the IR. And he is on the Broncos, who are playing the Browns tonight. I would have loved to have seen him in the game because, for the most part, the Broncos are pretty healthy. Bridgewater should be playing. he was listed as playing today. So it's a tough call. I don't know what if is Renfro injured, Vivek? Does he have an injury right now? Is that your conundrum, whether to start him or?
Yeah, no injuries.
He's been pretty productive. I kind of like him, actually. I mean, as a player, I can't speak for his fantasy stats, but as far as I know, he's been healthy pretty much all year. He's kind of one of those grinded out slot receivers. I think he probably has a bigger upside than Odell coming off an injury. You know, historically, when Odell comes off injuries, he struggles a little bit, takes him a while to kind of get going. And we'll have to see how he does. But apparently the weather conditions in Cleveland are not ideal, which may factor into the into the gameplay and his ability to catch passes because he's not getting them thrown to him by Baker. So that could be a big factor in not starting him. That's one of the reasons why I'm not starting him. Not even so much because of the injury itself, to be honest with you. More because of his injury history and the fact that his starting quarterback's out and that they're playing in Cleveland, and it sounds like the weather conditions are not great.
Thank you, Brian.
No problem. So that's what we do here on the podcast, on the injured list, especially here in Clubhouse when we go live on Thursdays. And this is what we're here to do. So I'm going to move you back down to the audience. Vivek, if you have another question, feel free to raise your hand. Anybody else in the audience, if they have questions, please raise your hand. This is what this room is all about. It's about giving you some information, helping you guys figure out your fantasy rosters, making your last-minute picks before the Thursday night game starts. Usually kickoff is about an hour from now, so we usually try to hang out as long as we can. If it starts to die down a little bit toward kickoff, we'll close the room. But this is what we do. We have some really good sometimes conversations just centered around general sports talk, and that, I don't mind doing that as well. Read my bio. You'll see I'll have a unique history when it background and perspective when it comes to sports, just based on my career spanning about 20 years now and working in the capacity that I do. So if you want to talk general sports talk, we can do that too. The primary focus of the room is to break down some of the sports injuries that current athletes are dealing with, and I kind of give you some more basic information and kind of break it down for you in some simple layman's terms so that you guys can make better educated decisions when it comes to your rosters on your fantasy sports or for your own general knowledge if you're interested and just to learn a little bit more about it. Wanted to give a shout out to Pro Sport Network for helping me get this room started and helping me kind of spread the word. Also want to give a big shout out to the Blue Wire podcast community. I'm a part of the Blue Wire Hustle, so I have a lot of support and backing and do a lot of collaboration with a bunch of Blue Wire podcast hosts and guests. So I want to thank them as well. Recently found out some good news. The Injured List podcast is actually ranked in the top 5 at Good Pods, which is a new podcast hosting and distribution platform. So we hit the top 5 list for fantasy sports. So we're very proud of that. We were also in the top 10 for sports and top 10 for medicine. So really excited to gain the respect of the podcast community there. Thank you guys so much. And you can check out my website if you want to get some additional info or listen to some previous podcasts that I've done. Some of them focus on this type of stuff where we do some injury breakdowns and analysis. Some of them are also interview, where I interview past athletes, current athletes, injured athletes, healthy athletes, just to get their perspective. Also healthcare professionals who work in and around the orthopedics and sports medicine field. So anybody else have any questions in the audience, just raise your hand. I have that feature on. And come up to the stage. You can ask your question. I'll try to fill in the questions as best I can and give you the information you need to make that fantasy roster pick. Last minute here as the Thursday night game is going to kick off in about an hour. We got the Denver Broncos versus the Cleveland Browns. Biggest news tonight coming out of that game is the fact that Baker Mayfield's not playing. Odell Beckham Jr. is playing. Browns are a little banged up. Got a couple other players that are out. Broncos look like they're coming in fairly healthy. Jerry Jeudy, who's one of their top young wide receivers, has been out for several weeks with a high ankle sprain. There's been no talk about him coming back, but apparently he's doing very well with his recovery thus far. So we'll see how much longer it takes him to get back. But I did touch on his injury many weeks ago, and I've done a bunch of podcast episodes on high ankle sprains in the past. So if you ever have an interest in what that's all about, please check out my previous episodes. Want to thank the Pro Sport Network once again for helping me get the room started and for supporting me. It's a great group. There's a bunch of good podcasts, podcasters, I should say, as well as hosts that come on the platform here on Clubhouse regularly throughout the week to do various other sports talk show things and rooms. I was lucky enough to have one of my colleagues from that come in and host with me and do a lot of back and forth banter and fill in some gaps and discussion topics. Last week, that was Kevin Pryor. He hosts another show called Not Your Ordinary Football Show, or Not Your Ordinary Sports Talk Show, and that is on Tuesday nights. And he's also part of the Bruce Pro Sport Network group community. So thank you guys very much. Chris or Henrique, if you guys have any questions, feel free to raise your hand. I have the raise your hand feature on. I'll pull you up to the stage if you want to ask some questions. I'm going to grab a glass of water while we kind of figure things out here. Take a timeout. I got a timeout here, and we are going to grab a glass of water. So I will be back. All right, we're back here. Let's see what we got going on. All right, welcome back. Got my little thing of water here. Should help keep my throat from getting parched. Henry, Chris, you guys are in the audience listening in. Do you have any questions? Would you like to participate? If not, sorry. We've got a bunch of stuff going on. We've got a bunch of injuries tonight and into the Cleveland-Denver game. You know, Baker Mayfield dislocated his shoulder. It's the non-throwing shoulder. If you want to dislocate a shoulder, best thing to do is dislocate your non-dominant arm. Now, at his age and given what he does, it's not a huge deal. The problem becomes whether or not this becomes a recurring issue. Because if it does, that's a bigger problem. And then you start worrying about his long-term health and his long-term, the longevity of that shoulder joint. So you can play through this. Often guys will, and they'll rehab and wear some braces. I think given the shortened week, they probably just felt it was best to let him rest. Because usually when you have this type of injury, your shoulder is really sore at the very least, if not downright painful. So best bet for him. You know, they're playing in Cleveland. The weather's been a little funky. Or are they, you know, they might even be in Denver for all I know. I don't even know. Regardless, whether it's Cleveland or Denver, probably not the best weather conditions in either location. They're going to give him some time to rest. And I think that's reasonable. Odell Beckham Jr., on the other hand, has been cleared to play. He had a shoulder injury, a very different type of shoulder injury than what Baker Mayfield is currently dealing with, which is why he was able to come back after, I think, missing just a week. You know, Baker theoretically could play next week. I think he will. I think he'll feel much better given about 2 weeks of rest. It's his non-throwing shoulder again, so that kind of also factors in. You can brace the non-throwing shoulder. There are some slings and a special type of braces that help provide a little bit of additional stability to the shoulder so that you don't risk dislocating it again. But you do have to worry that if this becomes a chronic issue, that it could be something that may need to be addressed surgically. The question is, will he be able to get through the season before or if that happens? And we'll have to kind of see how it plays out. Terrence, welcome to the room. Do you have any questions for us about any sports injuries related to any of the NFL players or any of the players possibly going into tonight's game or maybe somebody on your fantasy roster? If you do, raise your hand. I'll bring you up on stage. You can ask away. Just want to welcome everybody in the room to the Injured List podcast. NFL injury updates. This is week 7 as we head in here. The Thursday night game is going to kick off in about an hour. We usually try to end the room before that happens, depending on how many people we get in, how many questions we have, and what topics we're talking about. So don't worry. I'll get you back to the game in plenty of time for kickoff, as I myself would like to watch and enjoy it. So I'm not going to keep anybody here any longer than we need to be. This room is for you, by me, but this is your chance to ask me, Brian Scott, host of the Injured List podcast. I'm also a healthcare professional in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine. I've been doing it for a long time. I still do it every day. It's my 9-to-5 job. So I'm actively involved in it. I've been involved in it. And this is what this room is for. If you guys have questions about sports injuries, especially and in particular the NFL, and you need to figure out what you're going to do this weekend with all the bye weeks starting, this is a good chance to ask away and get some additional information or learn something that you might not know about some of the injuries these guys have, and you know, get my opinion and prediction about what to expect with some of these players who were injured or coming off injuries. So we'll take a quick break while we wait for some people to kind of come into the room. Again, if you have anybody that you know that you think would enjoy this room or maybe have some questions, please ping them in. I've pinged a bunch of people already. Usually people kind of stroll in throughout the hour here, but this is your chance. So welcome to the room. Thanks for those of you who are here. Thanks for those of you who have already participated. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Injured List podcast with your host, Brian Scott, your go-to resource for all sport injury-related topics. For show notes and other resources, visit theinjuredlist.com. Now, back to the show.
Throughout the show, we'll be taking some short little breaks, whether it be to grab a glass of water or just transition to another topic or segment. So don't go away. I'm still here. We're just kind of trying to keep things moving, keep the room flowing, and that's one way I do it. So let me thank everybody again for being here, and for those of you who have participated in the past, thank you. And we've developed a pretty nice little following here on Clubhouse. I got a nice little following on the podcast as well, and we're very happy that everybody who's come out to participate follows the show on a regular basis. So thank you guys again. You guys, I don't get any monetary compensation for any of this. I'm doing it all as kind of a hobby, and it's been enjoyable thus far. I'm just looking to get word out there about sports injuries, because a lot of the things you hear about currently in the media, on these sports talk shows, are not coming from injury experts. They're coming from second or third hand knowledge, and they're being told to you by sports reporters, former players at the most, who maybe have probably better understanding than some of the hosts who are reporters, but you're not getting them from the healthcare professionals. And there's a reason for that, and that's something we can talk about in the future, but the press doesn't talk directly with the healthcare providers. If they did, they potentially could lose their job, or they could potentially be let go as a care provider for the team, and that's not something most people I know in this industry are looking to do. So you won't usually get that information firsthand. It usually comes secondhand. Now, sometimes the coaches of the organizations themselves will put out some statements and things, and they're usually very generic. They don't usually go into a lot of detail, which is understandable, because who wants to hear that? Really, all people care about is when they're coming back and how long they're out. Well, being that I know what I know and doing what I do for these many years, I can give you a better estimate just based on some of that generic information that they come out with. So that's where I come into play. That's where I help people out. And that's what the room is all about here. So James Clark is in the room. James, welcome to the room. You have any questions about any NFL injuries that you need to know about, information or players that you're dealing with, and maybe you have some fantasy rosters that you are kind of struggling with what to do. You got some guys that are out, potentially coming back from injury or injured. Raise your hand. I got the raise your hand feature on. If you like, I can bring you up. We can ask questions. And I got the Thursday night football game on in the background. Sometimes I'll kind of tune into that if there's any good topics being discussed. So I've got that going on the background here. And I will get you guys out of here in time for the kickoff. Don't worry about that. I plan on watching the game myself. So we'll take it up until the top of the hour here. If I don't get a lot of questions or there's not a lot of people tuning in tonight, we'll cut it back a little short. But usually people kind of dribble in a little slowly here and start asking questions as things kind of come to light with the pregame shows. So this is your chance. If you guys want to ask questions, come on up.
This is the Injured List podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Are you interested in being a guest on the show? Or do you know someone who would make a good guest? Want Brian Scott to be on your show? If so, share the podcast with your friends or drop us a line and we will get back to you right away. Email us at theinjuredlist411@gmail.com or visit our website at www.theinjuredlist.com.
All right, welcome back. Once again, welcome to the Injured List podcast room here on Clubhouse, brought to you by Pro Sport Network, as well as Blue Wire podcast community and the Blue Wire Hustle program, of which I am a proud member. I want to thank them for helping me with our logo art here and for helping us collaborate with a bunch of other podcasters throughout the world of sports. So thank you guys. And Pro Sports Network has been gracious enough to let me use their group here to help spread word about NFL injuries and other sports injuries as well. So thank you guys for joining us. Biggest news coming out of tonight's game is the fact that Baker Mayfield is not playing, but Odell Beckham Jr. is playing for the Browns. For the Broncos, they're not too beat up. Jerry Jeudy is probably the biggest name that I can think of off the top of my head who's been out for a while with a high ankle sprain. One of the reasons I know that is because I have him on my fantasy roster along with OBJ. So I've been kind of dealing and with a lot of roster moves throughout the course of the year here. We're only in week 7. It's only going to get worse as we move into the bye weeks, which have begun already. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of flip-flopping around with the rosters and free agency moves and picking up free agents. So the injuries play a big role in that, especially as we get further into the year here. And a lot of these guys get banged up and they may not be practicing. It may be questionable leading up to the game day. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I didn't know he was playing. When did he go from questionable to playing? And that's a big problem. I mean, it's hard to really predict. But if you listen to the podcast and you take a look at my previous episodes, if you tune in on Thursdays at 7:15, I usually do a live show like this in Clubhouse, where I provide you, the listener, with some basic information about sports injuries. And I'm able to kind of take that very basic information that you hear in a lot of the media reports about your favorite players and teams, and I'm able to deduce, based on my experience and my profession, my chosen profession, deduce what the injury could potentially be, how much time they could potentially lose, when you could potentially expect them back in the lineup, and how effective they'll be based on the injury that they're coming off of and what they're dealing with. So I can usually infer, based on what I know from the injury itself, having looked at highlights of the injury as it occurs, and also listening to the reports from reporters and media about what the injury is and what the timeline is for return. So I can kind of extrapolate that information and give you a better idea of what to expect. And for those of you that are just interested in general knowledge, I can kind of help shed some light on some of the more complex injuries and what those actually mean. So that's what we're here to do. And that is what my podcast does. So please, if you haven't had a moment, check out my profile, check out the links to my website and to the podcast, follow me, and tune in and take a listen. I've got all the episodes uploaded to the website as well as the podcast's platforms like Apple iTunes and Spotify. I'm on all the major ones, so you can find me on all of those, whatever your given chosen podcast publishing and listening platform is. I'm also on Good Pods, and Good Pods was recently notified me that I've actually made their top 5 fantasy sport list for podcasts and that deal with fantasy sports. I'm actually number 5 on that list, and we're very proud of that. We've also hit number 7 on their medical list, and I think we're in the top 11, I think, for sports in general. So very excited about that. Hope to kind of keep moving up that list and growing the show and the podcast. I also occasionally do some live injury analysis on other social media platforms as a guest. So you can not only listen to me as the host and follow me, but you can also check me out on some of the previous podcasts I've been a guest on to talk about various sports injuries and orthopedic conditions. And the links to all that stuff you can find on my website. So they're talking about Baker Mayfield. Let's listen in.
Yeah, and the good news is he was with Stefanski in Minnesota and started 14 games there. He has an understanding of, Stefanski has an understanding of what Case Keenum can and can't do. But, you know, at some point, he's going to get in the huddle and say, you know, okay, I'm looking around. What are we doing here? Who's playing at wide receiver? Who's playing at running back? My right tackle is a rookie. I'm not sure what kind of offense they run. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of a game plan Stefanski comes up with. I think it's going to be different than what they've been running for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm most interested to see is what kind of game plan is he going to have for Case Keenum, right? Because like you said, he's not going to have Odell, or maybe he might have Odell, but his situation with Jarvis
tell us later.
Still a little banged up, but he doesn't have the running backs, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. So he's only going to be as good as the weapons that he has around him. So I expect Case Keenum to take off and run a lot today.
Well, I asked Stefanski, do you have to change it all for Case Keenum? He said, no, not at all. I just need him to get the ball out of his hands a lot faster, right, and really get in a rhythm with whoever's out there.
Yeah. So, Michael, if you're playing for Denver tonight, you got Case Keenum there. He's been in the league 10 years, so it's not like he's a rookie. But are you salivating right now with him on the other side of the football?
See, I'll be honest with you, Kurt. Sometimes that becomes a problem when you put the backup in and the guys think, oh, it's going to be easier, and that backup will light you up. So, you know, Case Keenum, he's been in the league, like you said, 10 years. He's not a rookie. He has some experience. And if you ask who's the leading receiver on the Browns with 266 yards, Njoku, not Beckham. It's not Jarvis Landry. It is their tight end. So I think you're going to get a heavy dose of Njoku. You're going to get a heavy dose of Austin Hooper. And they're just going to run as best they can. But you're going to see these tight ends really get involved.
All right. And for those.
There you go. Some good commentary there. Don't forget, the Browns are also missing two of their running backs. Their deadly duo, I guess, if you want to call them that, in Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Who Kareem Hunt was recently put on IR with a calf strain, and it sounds like he's going to be out minimum 3 weeks. When you go on IR, it's usually a minimum of about 3 weeks. So, you know, the Browns are going to struggle here in multiple ways, not just through the air because they don't have Baker, but also on the ground, which has been a big part of their game this season, which also, you know, in turn helps open up the throwing and passing game. So, you know, pretty significant injuries on the Browns front tonight, and that is going to play a major role in this game. So, crucial opportunity and here for the Denver Broncos to take advantage of that. So, let me know what you guys think. Come into the room, ping some people in if you're interested in learning about sports injuries, or perhaps you want to ask questions because you've got some fantasy roster issues that you need addressed and you're not sure what to do. This is a chance for you to ask me because this is what I do. And we're here for you guys, the fans, to ask questions, and but also just to do some general conversation about injuries in general. I mean, some people just want to learn and understand a little better so they have an idea of what's going on. And that's cool too. That's what I do. I break it down for you in very simple, easy to understand terms. Nick Chubb was the one with the calf injury. I apologize for that. But, you know, Kareem Hunt was the one put on the injured reserve. So Chubb's not back either. He's missing his second straight week. You got Case Keenum in there for Baker. You've got Odell Beckham Jr., who's back in the lineup, but playing with a banged-up shoulder. You've got Jedrick Wills Jr., who's one of their starting linemen, who's out with an ankle. I mean, you name it. The hits just keep on coming, and I don't mean that literally. I mean, I don't mean that figuratively. I mean that literally, and not in a good way either. You know, Njoku is in there, and he's probably going to be their go-to guy, I hate to say it, at least for Case Keenum, who hasn't played all year and comes in now with 62 career starts as QB throughout his 10-year career. So was last, I think, starting with the Washington football team, so it's been a while for him. But, you know, a bunch of starters out for the Browns, a bunch of questionable players who might or may not suit up. By now, all the final decisions have been made and the rosters are set, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, these kind of things can really weigh heavily on the fantasy roster moves. Julie, welcome into the room. If you have any questions about sports injuries, this is your chance. Ask away. If you want to participate, just raise your hand. We'll bring you in and go from there.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you? How can we help you? What's your question?
Oh, my question. Thank you, Dr. Julie Shea, Excelsior. Not sure, like, they haven't talked about it for a while. You know, the NFL, the lawsuit, class action lawsuit against, I forgot what organization against, to the football players, like, suing regarding their concussion, their traumatic, encephalopathy.
Yeah, the CTE.
Yeah. What's the deal with that? I mean, it's not just football, right?
Football's been the big sport because football.
They get more people.
Well, they do. They have a bigger following. It's a more popular sport here in the United States. I apologize for that.
Why are you apologizing? I'm in U.S. too. I'm in California.
So, it's
young. Being like, you retire already?
No, I'm not retired. I'm still working, in fact. And that's why I do this, because I'm firsthand. I got my hands in this stuff all every day. So,
So you're about my age? You 50s?
I don't want to divulge how old I am. Let's just say we're getting close. We're getting close.
I don't follow any sports, but then I kind of pay attention to the that case. But I hadn't really followed it because I was reading some magazine. I think Times Magazine, talking about dementia, Alzheimer, and then relationship to the chronic encephalopathy.
I mean, that's all been pretty well established within the medical literature and in some of the research that's ongoing. A lot of it's coming out of Boston, where the doctor who did a lot of this initial research was based out of. And so apparently, I guess within the last few days, they agreed that they're going to do some type of there was some type of settlement, and I don't know all the specifics or details of it, but based around concussions and former players, and I think they're going to be some type of they had been doing. Apparently, there was criticism that they were, they were kind of leaning toward the testing toward like one race. They were kind of looking more toward black players, and not kind of being more equally spread out amongst the former NFL players who they were testing. And so apparently they thought that there was some bias there. And so it was making hard for these people to then qualify for, I think, certain healthcare awards and benefits and things like that. So especially, I guess, when it came to dementia tests or something to that effect. And I don't know the whole thing. I'm just kind of going off what I briefly skimmed across in the press. But, you know, that's going to be an issue for a very long time moving forward. This is not going to be something that gets settled very quickly, and it's going to be an issue as we continue to move on, because no matter what you do with this sport, whether you come out with new technology helmets or you change some of the penalties and rules of the game, these injuries are going to happen. It's just the nature of the sport. Anytime you have these high contact tackling and collisions that occur on the field, sometimes not even intentional, a lot of times it's unintentional too, there's the potential for head trauma. So you're never going to completely eliminate it from the game. But what you're trying to do is just minimize the risk so that these players don't suffer these repetitive concussions and then cause what leads to CTE in the future. And they've done a lot over the last few years to really minimize the risk. We talked a little bit about that on this podcast and on this platform last week and some other weeks as well.
So I totally missed it, huh?
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not just football, lacrosse and boxing and then all the...
Oh, yeah.
Do you think, well, it's difficult to change people because the trend of the entertainment is toward more violence, more sex, more, you know, more like vigorous, more intense stimuli.
Well, I mean, so, like, listen, everybody knows the risks.
Lacrosse,
yeah.
And she just fell in the practice and she had concussion. Pretty minor, I think.
Listen, you don't have to have direct trauma to your head to have a concussion.
Right.
It can just be a simple. I mean, there's a lot of different ways it can happen. The thing is, everybody knows the risks. You kind of know what you're getting yourself into. A lot of people are willing to, you know, assume those risks. And that's fine. I think what the goal has been in the NFL, which maybe, and I think they do take the lead in this compared to some of the other sports, is that they have really done a good job to try and spread the education and educate the players. The medical staff takes a very big role in constantly tweaking and altering their concussion protocol. They've even gone so far recently to hire and staff in each home arena or stadium with what they call these scouts or I forget the word they used off the top of my head, but they basically have these people that sit up in the stands, in the press boxes, who are hired athletic trainers, who are healthcare professionals, to monitor and scan the fields and look for players that may have potentially gotten injured and it may have been missed by either the officials or the medical teams on the field, on the sideline. So they've gone above and beyond. They've done a lot more things that a lot of these other organizations, professional sports, have not. I mean, you look at boxing, like, what have they done anything to change boxing? Probably not. Hockey is one of my classic examples. They haven't really done much in the world of hockey to curb the amount of concussions that happen in hockey. And hockey is very significant number of concussions as well. And if you look at some of the equipment they use, some of the rules they have, you know, they still allow fighting. The helmet, the equipments really haven't changed much at all in the last like 30 years. I mean, since I was a kid till now, I don't think the helmets have changed at all. And in fact, a lot of guys still keep their chin straps on very loose. They don't use mouthpieces. Some guys still don't use face shields. I think they actually might have changed that rule. But, you know, why can't they wear full face guards? Why are the helmet technology not changed? I mean, some of it's just cultural. Some of it's just, you know, steeped in machismo, right? Like, they want to be macho. This is kind of the way it is. You're a hockey player. You're tough as nails. You not get teeth knocked out. You stay on the ice. You bleed. You stay out. And that's just the way it is. And, you know, you're not going to change everybody's perspective on that. But if the organization as a whole steps in and makes changes, then it should curb these things significantly. And the NFL has done a better job. So I'm looking at an article here that talks about this. Apparently, the NFL agrees to race-based brain testing and $1 billion settlement on concussions. So in Philadelphia, this was from yesterday, and this is coming from the Associated Press on NPR website. The NFL agreed to end race-based adjustments in dementia testing that critics said made it difficult for black retirees to qualify for awards in the $1 billion settlement of concussion claims, according to a proposed deal filed Wednesday in federal court. So it doesn't sound like this is anywhere near over. As you know, with the court system, these things can sometimes drag out for years and years and years. But the good thing is, in the meantime, a lot of this stuff is continuing to be studied, and there's a lot of literature that still gets put out every year. And, you know, I've talked about this before on previous episodes too, is the NFL Combine is a very big part of the season, or preseason, I should say, or offseason, however you want to call it. And during that time is a very big time for the medical community that is around the NFL, because they have conferences, lectures. That's when a lot of the medical screenings get done on players prior to trades or being drafted. So it's a really important time for the NFL to come together as a community and review a lot of the current literature when it comes to sports medicine and sports injuries, concussions being a big part of that. And so I can speak from experience and with people that I know who've attended these meetings and conferences that it's a very hot topic, and some of the most current literature from some of the top physicians is presented there, and they take it very seriously. And this has been the goal and the focus of the NFL Combine since its inception. So the NFL, you know, compared to some other things like hockey, I keep going back to that because as far as I know, that doesn't happen at any of their combines. As far as I know, it doesn't happen at their pre-draft meetings. Maybe it does on a smaller scale, but the NFL one is definitely more significant. So, Julie, thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. I'm going to move you back down to the audience, but if you have anybody that you think might be interested in this subject matter, please ping them into the room, and I'm here every Thursday, and I'm sure we'll touch base on concussions and other stuff relating to head trauma in the near future. Today, the focus of tonight's room is generally centered around getting your roster set for your fantasy football teams as we head into the Thursday night game here, which is going to start with around 8:20. So we're getting near the top of the hour. I'm probably going to shut the room down very shortly here because I want to make it to kickoff. I know everybody else does as well. And I got the pregame on live here. So Teddy Bridgewater is warming up. You know, he was banged up a little bit, but he's back in the lineup tonight. And Baker Mayfield is out. Odell Beckham Jr. is in. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are both out. The Browns are pretty banged up. They're missing a starting tackle. So a lot of injuries to talk about, a lot of roster changes that need to be made. I'm here every Thursday for those of you that want to tune in and listen. This is what we do here at the Injured List Podcast. I got a bunch of old episodes on my podcast that kind of talk about a lot of different topics. So if there's a specific topic you want to learn about or hear about, I feel free to hit up my profile, follow me, take a look at my web page, follow the episodes I have there, or scroll through them and see if there's a topic that you're interested in that might be something that you want to listen to. They're all there. So thank you. I want to say thanks to everybody that participated. And this has been a great, great discussion. Julie, thanks for that question. And we're going to take it out of here in a few minutes. just want to sign off, and thanks again.
This is the Injured List Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Are you interested in being a guest on the show? Or do you know someone who would make a good guest? Want Brian Scott to be on your show? If so, share the podcast with your friends or drop us a line and we will get back to you right away. Email us at theinjuredlist411@gmail.com or visit our website at www.theinjuredlist.com.